Item 20, AOB. We need your response. First, funding scheme for women's development launched by the Women's Commission. All district councils will be given $53,000 each to organize activities for the development of women and also promote the theme of the Women's Commission for 2013, Happy and Healthy Life. A women's working group under the district council will organize such activities. Madam Wong Shiming is the chairman of this women's committee. The next AOB is concerning an invitation by the Hong Kong Expo. 18 districts, different district councils are asked to organize events or performances in the Hong Kong Industrial Expo. Would you wait? The district council, our district council has been invited. It will be held in the Hong Kong Industrial Expo will be held at the in the middle of December and last for about a month. $3,000 will be given as a subsidy for organizing an event or a performance. Now, in the past, we asked the Ethnic Affairs Committee to organize such an activity. So shall we follow this practice? Any objection? Chairman, we have no objection, but we need to have a working group chairman. The working group chairman last year was Mr. Hong. So, Mr. Hong, will you take that up as well? Maybe we need to wait for Mr. Hong to come back, and then we can ask him. Two more things. Earlier on, we decided that to give $200,000 each for two projects for organizing activities that can display the special characteristics of the Yao Tsing Mong District Council. We will invite local organizations to make proposals, but which committee will follow the matter up? It's difficult to have the council itself to follow the matter up. I think the TT... I propose the Community Building Committee led by Mr. Hui to deal with the two activities. Okay, any objection of putting the responsibility on the CBC? Any objection? No. Right. I heard from Mr. Hui that he wouldn't object, and it is in fact the responsibility of CBC. Okay, the CBC will take up the job. And we will also invite groups to make applications. Shall we, therefore, inform organizations which have applied for funding from the district council in the past, and they should also have the experience organizing activities. The successful applicant should have the relevant experience and also track record. As for the Hong Kong Industrial Expo, our district council is invited to organize an event. In the past, Mr. Hong was the chairman of the Ethnic Affairs Committee, and the committee did organize such an activity in the past. So, Mr. Hong, would your committee, therefore, take up the responsibility? The event will be held in the middle of December. If I have the information, and I will ask the members, I need to talk to them. we have to accept, shall we accept the invitation? And shall we refer this to the Ethnic Affairs Committee? If you have any problem, please tell us as soon as possible, and then we'll get another committee to take the matter up. Yes, I agree. Okay. Would the Secretary pass information to Mr. Hong? There is another item under AOB, and it is about Harbour Grand. It was about a community visiting book by the police. I replied to that, to Harbour Grand, and they take note, and they agreed that there will be a community liaison visiting book of the police. As for the OC of Harbour Grant, I received a piece of information. It isn't a letter for me. It is a copy given to me. In fact, the letter is given to the is for the district officer. It is about the open space on the podium of Harbour Grant. It's hoped that the district officer and will support that, and the district council and the area committee will follow the matter up. Since it involves the district council, I would like to know from Mrs. Kwok concerning her reply to the Harbour Grand. Now, we wrote back to the OC chairman. The OC hopes to apply for exemption from the town planning board. Thereby, it would be exempted from opening the OC, opening the podium garden to members of the public. In fact, the requirement is in the lease condition. Now, we replied, and we said that we need to deal with it according to our standing orders. Our agenda item has to be proposed by district councillors or relevant departments and bureaus. Now, having received a letter, we will make arrangements so that the issue can be discussed at the relevant committee of the district council or the district council at large. As for the West Area Committee, the West Area Committee is aware of the request of the OC. Further information will be made available to the OC chairman, if any. Thank you, Mrs. Kwok. Mr. Lau, is in your constituency. I am an owner of Harbour Grand. I've been living there for several years. I understand why the OC wrote to the government department. In fact, it has been a problem with our residents for several years. When they bought the flats in the pre-sale before completion, they were misled to be, that the podium was a private podium. But in fact, it was exposed by media that it was a public podium. In fact, the director, or rather the Secretary for Development, made a certain proposal, and the member of the constituency also raised the question at the district council, but it was getting nowhere. No support was obtained from the area committee. It is very special. The Development Bureau has to take up the responsibility. Now, the land was approved to the developer with such conditions. The Development Bureau has to go to the Area Committee to consult the Area Committee. And if there is any outcome, then the District Council should then be consulted on that outcome. And then a reply can be given to the OC. The Bureau made a proposal and didn't move hadn't moved since, and the buck was passed to the owners committee and the development bureau also didn't talk to me on this matter. This is very special. It is no ordinary thing. Shouldn't the district council write to the development bureau asking it to consult the area committee? And once an outcome is obtained from the area committee, the district council can be consulted. The matter has been dragged out for many years. Would you repeat what you asked? The matter has been dragged on for several years. It is very special. I hope that the district council can write to the development bureau, asking the development bureau to consult the West Area Committee and the district council. When a decision is made by the West Area Committee, then the bureau can come to the district council to consult the council and find a solution to the problem. The development bureau cannot just leave the matter sitting on the shelf. It should take the lead to consult and solve the problem. So the district council write to the development bureau to follow the matter up and ask the development bureau to consult the AC and the DC and to obtain the support of the AC and DC. Yes. In summary. But the Development Bureau should take the lead to deal with the matter. Any other views? M. Ko. The letter wasn't given to us. Shouldn't the district office refer the view to the Bureau? Mr. Lau asks us to discuss the matter. I asked for the arrangement not because of that letter. In the past, I wasn't a member of the district council. Now we want to solve the problem. The Development Bureau, which proposes the solution, has not taken any step to solve the problem. Now is the time to make a move. They should follow the matter up. It is not in response to that letter. But the district office has already replied. The Bureau is the proposer, and the Bureau, therefore, has the responsibility to take the initiative. Mr. Chen, I'm a committee member of the West Area Committee. I think Mr. Lau's proposal is okay, and I also think Madam Koh's view is reasonable. West Area Committee is not a member of the District Council. WAC, West Area Committee, is appointed by the district office. If you ask them to discuss something, that is wrong. Ask the Development Bureau to consult the West Area Committee. Can you ask the chairman to invite the chairman of the area committee? Can you ask the chairman to ask the Development Bureau to discuss with Ms. Yip? We need to get to the source of the problem. Carrie Lam was the secretary, and she proposed a three-step solution, the area committee first, district council, and the town planning board. Now we need to get Mr. Paul Chen to take up the responsibility. They should take the initiative. We only urge them to take the initiative. We have no power to force them to do anything, or force him to do anything. Mr. Lau just hope that the Bureau will be responsible and deal with the matter. Okay, let's make it simple. We have no power to force the Development Bureau to go to the Area Committee. I don't want to meddle with the West Area Committee's affairs. We just asked the Development Bureau to take the initiative to raise a paper to discuss the matter with the District Council. We did discuss that before. Our proposal was that, there were many stakeholders at the Area Committee, and we hoped that the Area Committee would discuss the matter first. Well, we have no power. They can ignore our proposal. It's okay to suggest to them that they will go to the West Area Committee. The mess was created by them. Mr. Chen, the three-step solution was invented by her. No, nothing went from the solution. Nothing went from the Area Committee to the District Council, then to the board, to the Town Planning Board. That wasn't. That was unprecedented. So we can ask the Development Bureau to do that, because that was their proposal. We just ask them to start the engine. They can go to us directly. But since they mentioned the Area Committee first, then they should follow their own proposal. I support Mr. Lau's proposal, and that is asking the Development Bureau, in particular Mr. Paul Chan, to start the engine, because the matter has been on the shelf for several years. Okay, we ask the Development Bureau. Any objection? No, then. Okay, so be it. There is no AOB from the Secretariat. So, that's the end of the meeting. The next meeting is 25th of October, 2:30. Thank you.